Days away next Tuesday, primary day. This is the day where voters who so choose will participate in the selection process for the parties in deciding whom it is that the parties will allow to run under their banner for elected office. One of those, of course, the U.S. Senate, the Republican primary coming up on Tuesday. Sample ballots sponsored by Brad Pistol and Safe Money Radio are at KSGF.com. And one of the candidates, Mark McCloskey, who's joined us on numerous occasions, join us again in the final stretch here. And how are things going?
Well, you know, we're really, really good. We're hitting everything. We're out in the We're up in Neosho yesterday at the watermelon feed. We're in Joplin earlier in the day. I'm actually stopped in a church parking lot in Stop City right now chatting with you.
A couple of polls that came out recently, and one of the aspects of the polls that seemed consistent were the undecideds, around 15, 16 percentage points, those that still aren't really sure which direction to go. I honestly don't really know at this point what more people could get. I understand. I don't want it to sound like I'm saying that that 15 or 16% isn't paying attention or something. If you don't know, you don't know. There's not enough information for people out there, but there is so much information at the same time. What do you say to those undecideds?
Well, you know, a week from yesterday, they're going to have to make up their minds. But here's the thing. We had at the Newton County watermelon feed yesterday, 21 Republican Senate candidates, two of us showed up. Guess who didn't show up? The folks that didn't show up are the two Erics that claim they're leading this race. The thing that people need to understand is polls are paid for by the candidates and the candidates' super PACs that want a particular result. And for example, if you look at a Remington poll, well, that's owned by Jeff Rose Company, the people that support Eric Schmidt. They're the people that are his general consulting firm. And so, surprise, surprise, when they do a poll, he comes out on top. When Vicky Hartzler's people do a poll, she comes out on top. When Eric Greitens' people do a poll, he comes out on top. And so, you know, the Missouri is a notoriously hard place to poll anyway. But the thing is, there's only one person in this race who's never been a Democrat, never voted with Democrats, who's always been a lifetime constitutional conservative Republican, and has never been a politician. And, you know, that's me. And if people want real change, you can't get this country back. You can't turn this country back to the road of constitutional God-given liberties by voting for the people that have been doing it time and time again, and have not done anything but propel this country into the crisis it's in today.
What do you think about former Senator Danforth and other swamp Republicans that have recruited this investigator for the January 6th show trials to run as an independent but sort of present himself as a Republican alternative?
I have no idea. Well, I suppose I do. But I was going to say, I have no idea why Jack Danforth is trying to give this race to the Democrats. I mean, I suspect that he's somebody that would rather have a Democrat in office than a Trump Republican. But I think he just wants to say, look, I'm 85 years old. I'm a billionaire. I want to show the world I can still control things. Maybe it's an ego trip for him. But, you know, if it's going to be a close race, and you got a guy who's claims to be an independent Republican, or as he likes to say, a Liz Cheney Republican, if that makes any sense, you know, running, that may take the votes away sufficient to get Lucas Kuntz or Trudy Valentine elected. And I can't help but think that that's what Jack Danforth wants, because there's no other reason for it.
Well, Congressman Long, whom we spoke with earlier, he said that he had sort of rhetorically asked the question in a private setting with someone, and he was told Danforth's never really been he doesn't like the Republican Party. I'm not sure exactly strategically why it was that he would present himself as such, but nonetheless, that was their position on it. And I don't think people recognize the implication, because, you know, we're talking about, there's the assumption Republicans are going to take back Congress, and they think, well, as long as Republicans have Congress, then legislation can't get through, even if Democrats control the Senate. But if Biden's in there two more years, and you have some Supreme Court justices come up, I think that they forget that you're going to have the ability to potentially completely switch things around and start having these anti-constitutional devastating rulings. And you know, when once upon a time, the establishment had so much focus on Greitens and how Greitens is a danger to our republic because he could prevent Republicans from taking back the Senate. And now you have Danforth doing just that, or attempting to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say, always remember and never forget, the rhino that you trust is more dangerous than the Democrat that you fear. And just because they've got an R behind their name doesn't mean anything. What happens is folks like Jack Danforth, they want to maintain the billionaire class as the people that control this country. They don't want ordinary people to be able to have a say. What they want to do is promote their candidates. And, you know, if you look at the top candidates in the Senate race, they're all backed by billionaires. They've all got millions and millions of dollars pumped into their super PACs for their negative ads by billionaires. And you know, when a billionaire gives you your campaign $1 million, it's not a gift. It's an investment. And they want that investment back in spades. And the way they do that is they use their money to buy TV ads, to try to influence people to vote for the candidate that's already in their pocket. And if you think things are going to change by voting for some billionaire's candidate, then all you're doing is keeping the billionaire class and the lobbyist class in perpetual control of this government. And what they want is exactly what Joe Biden talked about on March 21st of this year at the business roundtable CEO luncheon, that there's going to be a new world order, and he's going to lead it. And that's what this is all about, the constant progression towards that single world socialist government where the elites run everything and the rest of us, in the words of Klaus Schwab, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, which in the real world means you'll do what you're told or else. And, you know, the January Sixers in dungeons in D.C. can testify to that.
Mark McCloskey with us as you travel around the state these last several days up until Tuesday when people make that decision at the ballot box. Final thoughts that you have for folks?
Well, everybody needs to get out and vote. This is one opportunity where we can shock the world. Wouldn't it be wonderful if next Tuesday the people of Missouri could say to the whole world, look, the billionaires and the lobbyists and the power elite don't have to always win. Their candidates don't have to always win. They will see through the smoke. We'll see through the confusion and votes for somebody who's a real outsider, who's somebody who's going to go to D.C. and really shake things up, not beholden to anybody, no obligations to any lobbying organizations or any billionaires, and actually pull back that freedom, pull back that consent of the governed, and take this country back and give it back to the people, because that's what this was all about.
Mark McCloskey for U.S. Senate. As always, it's good to hear from you, sir. Safe travels through the state for the next several days.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Take care. All right. Hey, you bet. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.